U.S. presidential elections, of course, are worldwide events, and America's allies and rivals are also taking a close look at presidential candidates. This includes Russia, whose relations with the U.S. are at their lowest point since the Cold War. So who does Moscow like among the current crop of American candidates? NPR's Corey Flintoff spoke with commentators who are close to the Kremlin.
First of all, do Russians see the current U.S. elections as a possibility for improving relations? Sergei Markov says no.
Because Russians believe that doesn't matter who will be the American president, the real policymaking in the United States is oligarchy groups and U.S. bureaucracy.
Markov reflects Kremlin thinking that foreign policy decisions are made by wealthy corporate interests and by an implacably anti-Russia faction in the U.S. State Department. He's a former lawmaker and a current advisor to the Russian government. To give you an idea of where he's coming from, Markov also believes that U.S. State Department officials instigated the 2014 revolution in Ukraine as part of a strategy for containing Russia. And that seems to be a common theme among the Moscow elite. Dmitry Drobnitsky sees Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio as the establishment candidates for their respective parties and also as proponents of a belligerent interventionist foreign policy.
Stating that the United States is the only superpower and it should be aggressively suppressing everything that could possibly emerge.
Drobnitsky, who writes for some leading Russian newspapers and journals, says Clinton and Rubio have almost the same foreign policy aimed at containing Russia. For the Kremlin, then, the best hope would seem to lie with candidates such as Donald Trump, who portrays himself as anti-establishment. Here's Sergei Markov.
And because Trump is anti-establishment, he more carefully listened to so-called silent majority of the American nation who don't want conflict with Russia and who demand to stop hybrid war against Russia.
By hybrid war, Markov is referring to the common Kremlin charge that the United States is attacking Russia with propaganda and subversion. Those are the very charges, by the way, that the United States and its allies level against Russia. Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin have already exchanged compliments, with Trump saying he'd probably get along very well with Putin, and Putin responding like this.
He's a bright personality, a talented person, no doubt. He says that he wants to move to a different level of relations, to closer, deeper one with Russia. How can we not welcome that?
Dmitry Drobnitsky says one thing that resonates with the Kremlin is Trump's portrayal of himself not as a politician, but as a successful businessman.
Probably the main chemistry between Trump and Putin, because Putin considers himself also as an effective manager or even a crisis manager.
Drobnitsky says his second choice among the current candidates would be Ted Cruz, because he believes Cruz represents the values of heartland America. Markov also sees Cruz as a second choice, saying his religious values would be a hedge against corruption. But neither analyst thinks Cruz can win this time around. Interestingly, neither man thought much of the chances of Bernie Sanders, who they see as too left-wing. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.